just a couple of minutes away from getting you on the phone for Can't Crush Carla and a chance to win $1,000 on B96. It's Moog and Carla Mornings, and it's time for The Truth Jar. And the reason that we do The Truth Jar is because we read somebody's diary for like months on end. And then we thought, you know what, let's share a little bit about ourselves.
Let's spill our own secrets for once.
So Ahmad has a jar, and inside this jar is a bunch of random questions that are probably, the answers in most cases are probably TMI or way too deep and personal, but the deal is we've got to answer them truthfully.
And yes, you know what, it gives you a little more perspective into who we are.
Yeah. All right, so he has picked a question out of the jar, and what are we going with for the truth jar today, Ahmad?
What is the craziest place you have done PDA?
What are we considering PDA?
All like, the way? Or just PDA?
Are we talking kissing at the bar? Or are we talking, or is it like, what is the most extreme sort of PDA
you've
had?
Sounds like you both have multiple stories.
No, I've never been a PDA girl.
Really?
I've never really been a PDA girl.
No kissing and cuddling at the movies? No.
I'm grown.
I lost my virginity at a movie theater.
You're going to tell people that?
In Lord of the Rings, and that's not even the craziest PDA I've had in my life.
Oh?
Moog.
But you go first. Ahmad the Amazing.
Mine is kind of embarrassing. I was closeted in high school, and there was an out gay guy at the school, and I was like, well, I already know he's gay. Let's experiment. So I parked my car on this dirt road behind my house.
Sure did.
And there was like this gate that never opened. There was some like remote house back there, but I never paid attention. So we're like getting heavy in the back seat, and there's a bang on my window. Little old lady's like, get out of here. I'm going to tell your mom. I panic with like my pants half down, hop in my car seat, in the driver's seat, and I speed off. I don't know if I probably ran over that woman's foot. I drove away so fast, but that was probably my craziest PDA.
Wow.
But you know what? You actually reminded me of a PDA moment that I did have.
Oh, really? Okay.
That I didn't realize.
Because you were kind of looking at us like...
like, ew.
Ew, yeah.
Okay, well, only because you said you were young. I was also young. I was like 15.
Mm.
And...
by the way, we're streaming live at B96 Chicago on Instagram if you'd like to see the red face that Carla has right now.
Okay, so you reminded me because you said that this lady knew your mom. Mm-hmm. This lady knew my mom. So I was at my friend Brianna's house, and Brianna's mom and my mom are friends. They've been friends since like in their early 20s.
Mm-hmm.
And Brianna was my best friend in high school. And there was this guy named Julian Reyes. Why am I giving everybody his name right
the full government.
And he really liked me, and I really liked him. And we were at Brianna's house, and we were making out on her couch. But mind you, this is like the living room of this woman's home.
Oh, wow.
So, like, very bold. Inappropriate.
Living room is pretty crazy.
Very inappropriate. But, like, when you're that young, you don't realize that what you're doing is inappropriate. Mm. And so, anyway... the next day at school, Brianna was like, Carla, I need to tell you something. And I was like, what's up? And she said, my mom saw you, kissing Julian on the couch.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God, do you think she's going to tell my mom? And she was like, no, but she did tell me to tell you that our house is not a hotel. So you can't do
that's funny.
And you know what? Her mom is absolutely correct, but how mortifying was that?
How embarrassing.
So
our house is not your hotel.
That's crazy.
Get a room somewhere else.
Yeah. I hate that. But I was really young and, you know, like...
Yeah, that's just with all these stories.
Yes.
We were really young.
But I think that's why, to this day, I don't like PDA.
Yeah. Mm, it scarred you.
It really did. It really, made me... It gave me a different perspective. And now I'm like, you know what? I do have a home.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, when it comes to PDA, like me and Stacey, we're married now. We don't just, like... kiss at the bar or anything. But in our earlier days, when we first got together, we went on vacation to San Diego, and we found ourselves in this hotel by a marina.
Sure.
And we fully
engaged
outdoors on the dock at this marina, and everything was going fine until I hear, hey, and it was like a scene out of a movie. And here comes a security guard with a flashlight. And so me and Stacy were...
No!
Talk about a walk of shame.
And we ran.
A run of shame.
A run of shame. It was a run of shame, and we ran out of there. And it really was like a scene out of a movie, because we were like laughing. He didn't get us. He just said, right. Hey. And by the way, if I'm a security guard... Get after it. What a hater.
Yeah,
what
honestly.
An absolute hater. Young honestly. Love, and you're just hating on it?
In the marina.
Now, is that probably illegal? I think so.
Yeah.
But we
yeah.
were much younger. Again, that's the asterisk. So there you go. There's the truth jar for today. Look at us. None of us are all that innocent.
Yeah.
I bet you listening are not either.
Exactly.
Because I bet you can think back to that time that you probably shouldn't have done that PDA, whether it was light or heavy.
Right.
Yeah. All right, let's get you on the phone for Can't Crush Carla. Call now for a chance at $1,000. The number is 877-591-9696. It's you versus Carla. 5 pop culture questions. If you get more correct than she does, then you win that money.
Easy peasy. Let me just get the shame monster off my back.
All right, there you go. Good luck. It's B9.